in the lunchtime edition. A Christian dance group calls for an investigation into the circumstances surrounding an NCF arbiter's handling of their objection to disqualification from NIFCA. A young man remains critically ill in hospital after being shot in the face as residents of Meadow Road the Pine voiced their concern over last night's shooting. Government launches a series of programs to prepare young people for the world of work and get them off the streets. And a strengthening tropical storm Ernesto tracks towards Bermuda could become a major hurricane. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A Christian dance group wants an investigation into the circumstances surrounding how the now former arbiter of the National Cultural Foundation, NCF, handled their complaint about disqualification from NIFCA, and the group also plans to take the case to court. The Praise Academy of Dance Barbados had filed an official complaint with the NCF's arbiter, Senator Gregory Nichols, after the group's performance called Speak Life was disqualified from the National Independence Festival of Creative Arts, or NIFCA. The group says the performance presented a Christian viewpoint of gender identity and sexual orientation. They argued that the decision of the NIFCA judging panel to disqualify the group was illegal and unconstitutional, and indicated their intention to take legal action after the arbiter for the dispute, Senator Nichols, upheld the judge's decision. The dance group says in a news release that while Senator Nichols has now revoked his decision, the ruling of the NIFCA judges remains unchanged. The release adds that after reaching out to the Christian Legal Center in the UK for support, Praise Academy is currently consulting with its legal team to determine its next course of action and is calling for an investigation into the actions of Senator Nichols. Spokesman, in fact, spokesperson for the group, Marcia Weeks, spoke to Starcom Network News.
The latest, as stated
in our press release, is that the ruling against Praise Academy of Dance Barbados, as it relates to the NCF, NIFCA, and the Speak Life piece, is rescinded. The Senate, at least the arbitration process, the senator, who was the arbiter and also the lawyer for the NCF, he has accepted bias. In the case, and he has, the senator has accepted bias and he's rescinded his ruling.
Marcia Weeks of Praise Academy of Dance. In fact, Senator Nichols disputes that particular position. He tells Starcom Network News his term as NCF arbiter has ended.
I was arbiter for NCF competitions for 2 years and the NCF has a new arbiter. So I have moved on. It has nothing to do with the issue with the Praise Academy matter. I made a determination as arbiter of NIFCA in 2023. Subsequent to that decision, they wrote me a letter complaining about the arbitral award that I made, in which I did not disturb the decision of the NIFCA judges that the presentation was in breach of the NIFCA rules. And I found nothing to overturn that decision. Indeed, they were asserting that their rights under the Constitution were breached. And I indicated very clearly in my arbitral decision that I had no jurisdiction to determine whether or not there has been a breach of the Constitution.
He confirmed he has rescinded his decision and explained why.
2 or 3 months after they wrote complaining, and I began the letter saying I act as attorney at law and arbiter. That misstatement is what has led them to assert that I was acting for NCF in my capacity as a lawyer and as well as arbiter. That is not correct. I, in fact, I set out that to them in two separate pieces of correspondence. And then I spoke with the attorney at law on a number of occasions to explain that that was a misstatement. They did not accept it. And I think that is the basis of what they're hooking on, that I was at some stage being unfair to them while acting as NCF attorney. And that is not correct. At the time when I did the position of arbiter, I was not acting for NCF in any capacity as a lawyer. But that is what they have asserted. And on that basis, I'm not going to wrangle with them. I have since then not returned as the arbiter. And I have rescinded the award so that a fresh person can take a look at their complaint and see whether there was merit to overturn the decisions of the initial judges.
Senator Gregory Nichols in the Lunchtime Edition. A young man remains critically ill in hospital, and residents of Meadow Road, The Pine, have voiced their concern over the shooting that occurred there last night and called for action to deal with the gun violence in the country. Starcom Network News understands that a group of young men and women were liming in the pavilion of the playing field at Meadow Road sometime around 8 p.m. when shots were fired, hitting the victim in his face. He was taken to hospital in what is said to be grave condition. A young man from the area tells Starcom Network News he was nearby when he heard the shots.
A cool young fella. I ain't really know much about him, but boy from like seeing him, he showed me. As I tell you, it just happened quickly. I didn't even know who it was, I guess. So you hear about it, you hear people calling in this, but I just hear them. You don't know that's the day-to-day thing where everybody know just taking up guns and shooting. Everybody just panicking. You just see everybody else panicking. Everybody else fleeing, going this place, running, going that place. So for me, I just stand up still. You try to figure out what's going on. You ain't only see, and that was it. And I mean, it gonna stop.
Older residents of the area voiced their concern.
Yeah, they've been concerned. Yeah. Concern. That's the only word they want to use. Concern. Justice should be served. For that young boy. Definitely.
I don't feel that all this year should be going on. Because remember, you know, all we want, live. Let people live in a loving one another and trying to better yourself in life. But the whole thing is going, people tell themselves they may want to live long. So I don't know.
The parents need to parent their children. That's all I have to say. Parents need to parent their children. They parent their life. But these parents nowadays, they want parenting themselves.
Government has launched a series of programs to assist young people meantime with social skills required for the workforce. Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith.
Now, one of the things that we do in the ministry is to provide training for our young people in several areas. There's an employability program. We do a whole range of vocational training to get persons, one, to either start their own business or to provide entry-level qualifications for the world of work. But what we have realized is that there's a struggle within the ranks of young people to be able to produce Thomas number, to be able to interact with the NIS, to be able to interact with the banking system. And hence, we believe that in a similar vein to what government is doing, that the ministry should remain proactive in terms of empowering our young people. And
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Miami-based National Hurricane Center says a strengthening tropical storm Ernesto could become a major hurricane in a couple of days. The storm is expected to be nearing Bermuda on Saturday as it makes its way over the western Atlantic. And the U.S. is aiming to de-escalate military tensions in the Middle East amidst increasing fears of an Iranian retaliatory attack. Our top story is a Christian dance group calls for an investigation into the circumstances surrounding an NCF arbiter's handling of their objection to disqualification from NIFCA, including his initial confirmation of the judge's ruling and later reversal of that decision. The group plans to take the matter to court. A young man remains critically ill in hospital after being shot in the face as residents of Meadow Road, The Pine, voiced their concern over last night's shooting. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.